Good evening. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Just wanted to stop in for an hour and say hello and hope that everybody's doing fine. It's a beautiful spring day here. It just started to rain at 6 o'clock. That's Eastern Standard Time. In Rochester, New York, we expect any kind of weather. So usually in the summer, sometimes it does rain. And we just take it with a grain of salt here in Rochester. I was talking to a young man before I got on the show, and we were discussing how to slow down, how to be able to think about slowing down and keeping time with the universe rather than to speed up. What's happening now in the energy that's coming in? It's extremely powerful. It's very, very strong. The thing that's happening is that it's slowing things down, which is really incredible. People think that it's actually speeding things up when it's actually slowing things down. And I'll explain why. In energy, things work in reverse sometimes. So when we receive pure love, pure light from heaven, pure light from the universe, it's actually slower than faster. And that's what we need to do with ourselves. We're going so fast that we're actually missing the light that comes in. We're not really taking it in, and people are getting really freaked out about it, and they're getting tired, and they're getting fussy, and they're getting a little uptight here and there. What we need to do is to slow down with the energy that's coming in rather than to speed up trying to think that we're missing this energy. It is not speeding up. It's actually slowing down. And what I mean by that is the slower we go, the more energy you'll receive. So the idea of it is to slow down, relax, take a good deep breath. Smell the flowers. Smell things around you that are very important. There's some trees in Rochester that when they're blooming, they have the most beautiful scent you'd ever want to smell. And so what we need to do is to be able to stop, relax, and enjoy the energy that's flowing around us more than just fasting up and going forward in a very, very fast attitude when what we need to do is actually slow down. Part of the problem that we're having now is that we're speeding up to catch something that's slowing down. And the reason it's slowing down is that the more energy that comes in, the sweeter it is, the more simple it becomes, but more complex at the same time. So the idea of it is just to relax and enjoy what you're feeling. Most people are actually running to catch up to slow down. And that's part of the problem. We are running at work. We're running at home. We need actually to slow down and enjoy what we're doing. A lot of times I notice people rushing and rushing, and all they need to do is slow down for a second and realize that the energy that's coming to them, they'll be able to feel it more simplistically by slowing down rather than speeding up. Energy itself is really very, very profound. It's a lot of fun to use. But what we need to do, again, please try to understand what I'm saying to you. By slowing down, you receive a lot more energy than speeding up. Speeding up causes nothing but confusion, and we need to slow down to fall in love with the energy that's coming into us. We have to realize that that energy is to be used to the highest and best good that we can possibly make of it. And what we need to do, again, slow down. Enjoy it. Slow down, enjoy your mind. Part of the issue is that we have, our minds are going so fast, that we have a problem trying to remember. We have a problem trying to see things that we want to see and forget about it. We don't hear correctly. We're just speeding, and that's part of the issue. We need to slow down. Even in meditation, we need to slow down and enjoy the energy that's coming in. You can't hear things so fast. Even if you wanted to hear the voice of silence, sometimes you might hear it, but then it'll be so fast, it'll go right by you, because you're not slow enough to receive that energy. So what we need to do, again, please slow down. Enjoy the energy that's coming through. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Enjoy things that are around you that are very important. And that's the truth of it all. That's what's happening. The more energy that comes in, the slower things are. It feels like it's speeding up, but actually, in actuality, it's slowing down. So the magnificent part of it is that we need to realize that things are happening at such a beautiful rate that we really need to relax and enjoy that energy. One thing that I can tell you is, if your mind is running very fast, just sit down, contemplate, just relax. If you want to see the earth breathing, if you want to see the eyes of trees, if you want to see the eyes of grass, if you want to see the eyes of flowers, you cannot see it by getting faster. You need to slow down to enjoy the energy that's coming in to be able to see it. It's very important. If you want to see chakras, slow down. If you want to see things that you want to enjoy with your family, slow down. One of the things that we're doing is actually running at a top speed and not really enjoying ourselves. We're getting lost in the moment instead of finding the moment. So everybody out there, please try to understand. By slowing down, you receive a tremendous amount of energy that will allow you to relate to what you're asking for and what you're seeing. Even with the nuclear receptor that I wear or the projector that I wear, it takes a lot to become very multifaceted. But what we're doing is that we're becoming multifaceted at a slower level so you can understand and let it go even more. And what I'm saying to you is that you have to slow down to let go. You cannot go fast and let go. Doesn't happen. The slower you go, the more you can relax, the more you can tell yourself, I can relax and let go. The most important thing I can tell you with energy, please, is to slow down and let yourself go. The voice of God will talk to you. The voice of silence will be there for you. You just need to listen, and you need to sit down. Go underneath a tree somewhere along the way, or actually hug a tree, which is fantastic to do. I know in nature, things, if you go by a tree or if you go by a stream, the water flows at a regular rate. The wind will blow at a regular rate. The trees will blow. The leaves will blow. Nothing is created with the idea of going so fast that it gets lost or the leaves come off. Nothing is pushed that far unless you're in a hurricane or tornado, but we don't want to live like that, so what we need to do is just slow down and see everything. Sit outside, watch the leaves, listen to the leaves, listen to the tree. If you want to see the soul of the tree, just relax and shut your eyes, put your hands on a tree, and feel the energy of the tree coming through you and releasing the energy that you don't even need anymore. And that's the way that the energy is shared. We both do the same thing. I remember when I was at a shaman class one time. I'm not a shaman, but I went to a shaman class, and I received some energy that I didn't want anymore. And what I did was touch a tree that energy was put into the tree, and by letting it go, the tree dissipated the energy, and I dissipated the energy. The trees will help us. Nature will help us if we slow down and allow ourselves to enjoy the energy that can be shared between both of us. There's so much to be shared. I know that there's a lot of people that are wearing a lot of magnets, and we were discussing this earlier, that if we take our shoes off and walk on the ground, walk on the grass, walk in the water, walk anywhere you want on the earth, you will receive energy. You will receive magnetism just from the energy of the ground. You want to ground yourself? Walk on the ground. Touch a tree. It'll help ground you. Water. Water is one of the most magnificent tools of the planet. It's our life. It's our life that we need to drink and share and prosper with. But what we need to do, and what I'm talking about prospering with, is the energy. Allow yourself to love what we have, not with what we don't have. Anything you want to receive, you can receive by slowing down and allowing yourself to be. We've been talking about this for the last year and 3-4 months. I'm just defining it a little better so you'll understand that what we're doing is that we're sharing this love and sharing it the best way that we possibly can and allowing ourselves to be free of anything that is motivated by what we're doing. And it's really important to realize that we have the power to make things work. We have the power to change things. We have the power to make things every so often much better for ourselves if we just take a moment and realize that we have the power inside of us to make those changes. How do we get in touch with that kind of power? Not a problem. Not even hard. What we need to do is take our finger, put it 2 inches below our belly button. I believe some people call it the Dantian. I call it the Majesty. Allow your finger to touch the Majesty 2 inches below your belly button. Take a smile on your face, and you'll see that you'll light up. Your whole body will light up just by putting your finger 2 inches below your belly button and smile. It creates a tremendous amount of energy at the center point of your body. And that is your Majesty. That is your Dantian. Or if Bruce Lee would call it that, the water of the body, the most fantastic part, the strength that is really there. I think that we really need to allow ourselves to have the idea that we have the knowledge. We have the gift to be able to make things work for ourselves, to be able to make things in a prosperous way. In terms, and I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about prosperous in terms of the energy of the planet. We can actually look at the earth breathing if we're willing to slow down to take a look. Even though the earth is doing, I think it's 26,000 miles a second or whatever the case may be, we're really spinning and we're really, I think it's 17,000 miles an hour. It's actually slow. And what we're doing is that we're keeping up with the speed of the earth, but at a rate that's speedy for us and speedy for the earth without being speedy, if you understand what I'm saying. The earth is at its axis all the time. We are at our axis all the time. There is ways of standing in the light to be in perfect axis, and that is to stand up, lean forward a little bit, and then go back slowly. At the point of true perfect access, you will feel the energy flow right through your body. That is at your axis. Just stand there. Open up your hands and enjoy that energy flowing through you. It's called perfect access. It's amazing how things are very simplified, but are made very difficult because we don't understand it. And it's made so we don't understand it. What I'm doing is showing you a point of origin, a point to reach perfect access. All we need to do, again, slow down, allow ourselves to be. Think of yourself as being a giant redwood or a little baby oak, but stand in perfect access. Trees stand straight up because it's perfect access. Nobody asks those questions, why are trees standing straight? Perfect access. That's what we need. And what we're doing is that when we stand in that access, and you just stand there for 5 minutes and relax and enjoy that energy. Meditators meditate with their back straight because that gets into perfect access. Most of us enjoy it. Some of us don't. We need to feel what is around us. We need to get in touch with the primal side of ourselves to bring that energy through for ourselves, to be able to use it at the highest levels that we can possibly use. So, and it's really interesting because the energy that we're using is really a lot of fun. And it's capable of receiving all this energy. And I think it's wonderful to do, and it's just so much fun. So what I'm suggesting is that if you want to call me, please do. I'm more than happy to help you. We'll get in touch with all the energy that we possibly can. If you want to call the worldwide number. It will attach you to the other phones that are with BBS Radio. And that is 1-888-815-9756. Again, 888-815-9756. And what we'll do is that we'll be able to access the energy together. I'll show you how to slow down, how to receive that energy, and how to work with it. I think it'll be a lot of fun for you to do. I know it's a lot of fun for me. And it's a lot of fun for a lot of other people that have been shown these techniques over the years. So I'm willing to do that for you and willing to give you that for absolutely nothing. Just for calling, I can help you as much as I possibly can, and we'll try to work it together. Again, 1-888-815-9756. I'm willing to heal anybody that gives me a phone call and try to help them as much as I possibly can. I know there's a lot of people out there that would like to have some energy explained to them, or they want a healing. That's fine, too. That's what I'm here for. That's what I do, and I'm willing to do that. So if you guys want to call in, I'm willing to help you as much as I possibly can. But getting back to the energy, energy is very compassionate. The universe is very compassionate. Everything around us is very compassionate and filled with love, filled with light. I know that in the springtime, when the buds are on the trees, if you just take your fingers and touch the buds, you'll be able to see the whole tree just turn pure white light just by touching your fingers and having your energy just open up and allow it to receive and send the energy to the buds, and the whole tree will turn pure white light. It's amazing to see. So please, don't hesitate to do that. I think it's a lot of fun. And anybody can do that kind of energy. Yes, hello?
How's it going?
Hello?
This is Anthony from Orange County.
Yes.
I'm just listening to your show, and I'd like to do that. Slowing down with you, if that's possible.
Sure. Is there something that we need to work on together?
If anything, just releasing any negative energy that I've maybe been holding on to that I'd like to let go of.
Okay, let's do that together then. Okay. How about if we just relax? That's it, just relax. Good. What's happening now? Your heart is opening up. You should be able to feel yourself coming down a little bit, actually a lot. Good. Just relax. Can you feel yourself coming down?
Yeah.
Good. Just relax and allow that energy to flow through you. Okay, we're in touch with the negative energy now. Just allow that to flow out of you. Because what's going to happen now is you're going to receive pure white light. That's it. Don't be afraid of it. Just allow it to go. Just allow yourself to be. Very good. It's coming out of your mind now and out of your body. That's it. You must have felt like you've been doing 50,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's going really fast. I've been trying to slow down, and it's funny that that's what you started your show with today.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
How does that feel now? How do you feel? Do you feel a lot better?
Yeah, I feel more open in my head.
Good. Good. Allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to be. You'll be crystal clear in less than a minute. Just allow things to flow through you. Very good. Beautiful. Very good. Excellent.
That feels nice.
Yeah, you should feel very slow. Do you feel yourself slowing down?
Yep.
Do you feel your mind at a much easier level to think?
I feel that, but not only that, but I feel really expanded. I have
absolutely.
My eyes laying down. But
what we're doing is that when you become slower, you expand. You allow everything to leave and expand. There's so much to slowing down that I could talk about it forever and not even touch the surface. By allowing yourself to slow down, you expand and expound on the universe. How does that feel?
Feels great.
Good. Good.
I feel like a giant.
Absolutely.
And I've also been wearing a receptor that I got with the ruby stone.
Okay.
I think that should be helping me out, too.
It should really be helping you. It feels like it's off color. Not the ruby, but the silver. Have you cleaned that lately?
Yeah.
When was it cleaned?
Today.
You cleaned it today. Did you take it to a jeweler, or did you clean it in some kind of thing at home?
I just have one of those polished rags.
No. Take it to a jeweler.
Okay.
And have him put it in a liquid. I forget the name of the liquid. It's just a regular jeweler cleaner, and it'll clean the necklace. We need to be able to clean that. That's not going to do it. The jeweler rag is not going to do it. Or the jeweler polish, whatever you want to call it, is not going to do it. It might cost you nothing, or it might cost you a dollar to have it clean.
Right.
But I would do that once a month.
Okay.
Because what you're doing is that it's picking up and cleaning everything in your body. So you want to have that clean every day. And what you can do is when you wake up in the morning, take the nuclear receptor and run it over water. And the reason for that is because of the radioactivity on the planet. And that actually stops the radioactivity from going into your body. So what you want to do is just wash it off maybe for about 5 seconds in the morning, then put it on. Don't dry it, just put it on.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, most people don't. It's just something you really need to do. Your energy feels much better.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm just great feeling.
Yeah. Do you have allergies?
I don't believe so.
Okay, good. And you're calling from where now?
Right by Laguna Beach, California.
Okay. I'm going to show you something that's going to be amazing to you. I need you to put out your hand like you're going to shake my hand.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm just holding my hand up, and I'm ever so slightly touching your fingertips right now. Can you feel that?
I think so.
Let me just do a little bit longer. There you go. I'm backing it off and going on. How does that feel now?
Yeah, I can feel on the fingertips. I'm holding out my left hand.
Thank you. What I'm doing is showing you that the aura is eternal. The aura runs from you all the way to heaven. And we're all connected together. There's no disconnection from anybody. It's all connected together to heaven. We're all connected together. And it's so important for people to realize that there's so much harmonics out there that it's actually helping every one of us. So when we love each other, instead of having undisciplined mind or whatever the case may be, it's better to love each other than to hate each other. It takes a lot of work to hate. It takes nothing to love. You follow?
I follow, yeah, definitely.
So that's how we have to live. We have to live our life like that. If we could live like that every day of the year, we could change the planet in a matter of a second. Just think of that power. And we're doing that every day. We're changing things every day by putting out a lot of compassion and a lot of love into the universe. We're touching everybody's aura. Just think of yourself as being a pure soul. The soul is pure. What we need to do, we can walk into a crowd of people, and just because of our minds being clear and our minds being compassionate and loving, you can actually change somebody's energy without them even knowing it. It's really amazing how it works. But you should feel very clear, crystal clear. You should feel your mind is very clear. How's it feel to you?
Feels awesome.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, share that with others.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one more thing.
Yes.
About the receptor. I used to sleep with it around my neck. But
not
now
necessary to do.
Yeah, I've been sleeping with it under my pillow, and I've been getting better sleep from that.
Yes. You don't want to wear it while you're sleeping, but if you can put that under the pillow, that'll work. That really works great.
And say I want to start doing a meditation practice on the daily. So should I just every day take time to slow down and try and do this?
I would slow down every day. If you want to get up and do a meditation, just go into your meditation, relax, and think of nothing. Allow the energy to flow through you. Think of yourself as a stream, and that water is going down the stream, and it's the same speed every day. It never changes. It just flows so beautifully. If it rains, it might pick up speed. But if it stops raining and for 30 days it doesn't rain, it's the same speed all the time. And we need to realize that we have the characteristics of doing that. And that would really help us tremendously if we realized, I know sometimes that we can't control that, and there's no reason to control it. But the other thing is just to let go. The way to enlightenment is to let go.
Let go.
Okay?
Well, thank you for your time, Steve.
Oh, God bless you, and give me a call anytime.
Sure, thanks. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. So the idea of energy is to allow yourself to flow in perfect access, and it doesn't take a lot of work. As you can see, it's just a matter of letting go and trusting yourselves enough to allow that energy to flow through you, around you, in you, whatever it takes, and allow it to happen. Just be. Allow the energy to be. We don't even have to work at it. All we have to do is just be, slow down, and enjoy it. I think it's there was an old saying years ago, slow down and smell the roses. And that's actually true. We could smell the roses, we could smell anything we want, and just enjoy it. Enjoy it for what it is. And that's the beauty of life, is just to enjoy it. And we run so fast, and we run so fast that it's hard to enjoy that kind of energy when we're really, really, what we want to do is to relax and enjoy the love that we have. And it's not so profound. What's profound is, of course, God. And He wants us to live as simply as we possibly can. So allow yourself to be. Allow yourself to flow the way that God wants us to flow. Don't fight it. As one of the comedians used to say, don't fight the feeling. Allow yourself the time to enjoy what you have and the time to enjoy what you are getting and receiving all the time. If you allow it to flow, you're going to enjoy it. And that's what we need to do. So allow yourself to enjoy what you want to enjoy. If you want to go see the new Harry Potter movie, go see it. If you want to go for a nice walk, go do it. If you want to go swimming, have a great swim. But do it. Enjoy it. And love it. And, you know, so it's very important to realize that we have the power to make changes. We have the power to say, okay, I want to slow down. And that's what we want to do. The nuclear receptor, the projectors, the whatever we wear, it helps. But we have the power inside of us to make changes. I know Fred and I were talking last night about lasers, and I think lasers are great. I don't use lasers other than I bought a laser from Fred, a beautiful red laser, and once in a while I'll put that on my nuclear receptor. I'll put that on my my large quartz crystal, and it'll clear it. But the best thing that I've done so far is I can take my own mind and put a ball of light into the crystal. And that's the whole idea of it, is to use your mind and allow your mind to express what needs to be done. So when you can express that expression of love and compassion and light into the crystal, that's what's important to do. So you're putting tremendous love, and you're putting tremendous compassion, and you're putting tremendous respect from you to the crystal, because it's all the same. The energy is the same. What we're doing is that we're taking the light that we have and transferring some of that light into the crystal. Very important. And the reason is because we have the power to make those kind of changes. Sometimes it takes a little long to figure it out and to do it, but if we do it and it's done correctly, it's simplistic in its manner of being, we can have that kind of power. Lasers are wonderful. But my mind, and I don't mean this in an ego sense, is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than a laser. So what we can do is put that energy in the master crystal and allow it to do whatever it needs to do with that energy. So what happens is that the laser can clear the crystal and put us in a profound new state of multidimensional levels. But what we can do with our mind is that we can put that in there with so much love and multidimensional thinking without even thinking about it. It can be just as strong as a laser, if not stronger. So when we hear that lasers are strong, yes, they are. They're wonderful tools. They can really, really help you at any level. But the most amazing tool that we have is our mind. We can put light into anything we want. I remember years ago, maybe about 20 years ago, I would have a quartz in my hand, and I would actually blow the quartz, and I didn't mean to, but it would crack the quartz because I was using a tremendous amount of energy, and it would actually blow the inside of the quartz out, and that would be it for the quartz until I learned how to retrieve the energy and make it better again. We can change anything we want. What I do sometimes for Fred or for Paradigm is that people will call and they'll ask what kind of stone I should use for my necklace. I've had it for 2-3 years. What do I need? And what I can do is that I can change the stone to any stone that's made by nature. In other words, if somebody calls and said, I have a blue sapphire, and they want to try a pink sapphire or a diamond or a blue stone or whatever the case may be, you can actually change the energy to match the stone that you wish to have in your necklace and see if that can be done. It can be done. It can actually be done. And then you can order that stone that you might want from Paradigm or whatever. But you can, with your own mind, change it to an emerald or a sapphire or a blue sapphire, whatever you want, and see if that energy is taking the necklace up or taking it back down. So what we need to do is to check that and make sure that can be done. And it can be done. All we need to do is have the mind power to change it to one stone to another. Not difficult to do. All we need to do is keep it very simple and allow our minds to open up to allow that to happen. Now, the way we need to do that is to keep things very simple. Understand that we have the power in our minds to be able to create anything we want. Fred's not wrong when he says that his projectors can receive, people can receive anything they want. They can. The mind is a powerful tool. You can look at a projector and make things happen. The only thing that I ask for projectors, this is what I do, I massage all day long. I have clients that come in, and the only thing I ask for, I don't ask for myself. I'll ask for health. I'll ask for people, whatever they want, and it'll come to them. It could come to them instantaneously, or it'll come to them a day later, or maybe an hour later. But what we're doing is creating tremendous energy, enough to make changes by focusing on the projector and allowing that to happen. So what we need to do is keep our minds clear enough to allow that to create the creativity that we want. And that's allowing us to make changes without even hurting ourselves, without even making it difficult. So what I ask for is that the client have good health and a good vibrancy and make changes in his life that he wants or she wants. And I think it's really important to realize that when you're asking for that, that's all I ask for. I want people to be well. I want myself to be well. So that's what I ask for. I don't ask for money. I don't ask for anything in a monumental type of way. All I want to do is to make people well. That's what my job is on this planet, to wake people up, to be more profound with the idea that we can make changes and keep the planet going at a smooth level without hurting. And that's what we're doing. That's what's happening now on the planet. And I've been doing it for, about a year and a half now on the radio. And we've got a lot of people listening. And we're making changes. I remember when I first started, we were taking people to the center of the earth and bringing that pure white light from the center of the earth to the earth itself in form of energy on where we walk on the earth, and bringing the energy down from heaven. So the energy from the center of the earth and the energy from the center of heaven coming down together and uniformly making a connection. And that's what we're doing, and that's the power of it. So we're allowing ourselves to have the feeling of change without working hard at it. It's very simple to do. I don't mind doing it. I think other people are catching on and starting to do it now. I think they've been doing it for the past 6-7 months. I think we're making a big change on the planet here to keep it free and clear and sending more energy and love and light to everybody on the planet just by putting that energy into the center of the earth and bringing it to the face of the earth and the energy down from heaven. So it's a lot of fun to do, and it's not difficult to do. It's just a matter of keeping it very simple. Everything has got a simplistic value, and it's very, very simple in terms of moving the energy around and allowing it just to be. That's the beautiful part of it. And so the energy that we can do, the energy that we feel, is the energy that we can profoundly make a difference with. So I think, all in all, it's just a powerful way of being, and to know that we can do that for ourselves, to know that we can change the energy maybe for our brothers or our sisters or our loved ones, just by putting love out there, just by putting that we want to take care of our families, take care, and what I'm talking about families, I'm talking about the family of brothers and sisters, but I'm talking about the brothers and sisters also around the world. There's not a person on this planet that doesn't want love one way or the other. And we need to feed that love. We need to be able to give that love unconditionally. We need to think as though we are part of God. Any place we walk is a higher ground. Any place we stand is higher ground. Any time we move, it's always on higher ground. The love that we receive is put into the earth, is put into the sky, it's put into everything around us. So the more we love, the more holy the ground is that we walk on. And that's what we want to do. The holiness that's on the earth is absolute. We need to be in touch with that kind of energy to allow that to grow. And the more we allow it to grow, the simpler it becomes in terms of letting go. When we start slowing down, when we have the reality that things are okay. Part of the issue is that there's so much bad news. I don't even listen to the news anymore. I don't want to be negative. What I want to do is to be able to help the earth and to help the people around, to give light and love to every person on this planet. It's not hard to do. All we need to do is to let go and bring that love in from heaven. Now, ever since I've been a little boy, even when I went to synagogue as a child, I could feel the presence of the Almighty around me. I don't know. I presume that everybody else has felt the same way. I know that I felt him sleep next to me until I was 18 years old, but I presume that a lot of other people have felt that too. Maybe some people are not as sensitive, but I think that God does that with everybody. The more we feel, the more simplistic things become. The more energy that we want to receive and give, the more simplistic it becomes. So the amount of energy that is put out by people can be absolutely phenomenal and absolutely moving, just earth-shaking moving. So the energy that we receive, just allow it to be. Don't work at it so hard. Allow it just to come through us. Let me explain something to you so you'll understand. That energy is coming to us all the time. Whether we feel it, whether we don't feel it, that energy is changing our lives constantly. It's flowing through us constantly. It's giving us breath. It's giving us the light. It's giving us the freedom to choose the will of God and allow it to flow through us. It's so important to do. Just allow it to flow. Not hard to do, not difficult to do. The most powerful people on the planet don't even want to be known. They have no desire to use their name. They have no desire to try to understand why people want to understand who they are. It's not necessary to know. At least that's what my teacher taught me years ago, is that the most powerful people on the planet don't want to be known. And I can understand that because they're in caves. They're in anywhere that they can be to meditate in pure love and pure thought. But there are some of us on the planet that want to do the same thing out here to be able to help people even at the same level as the masters, and want to help as much as we possibly can. Not that I'm a master. I'm not a master. I'm just Steve Barish. I'm just a regular human being like anybody else on the planet. We just need to realize that we have the power to make big changes, and I think those changes can be done frequently and wonderfully if we allow that to happen. So what I'm going to do for the next few minutes, if you don't mind, is I feel that there's a lot of people that are connected. What we're going to do is send out a lot of energy to all those people, that everybody that's connected here should be able to start feeling the energy right now. We're just putting out, that energy is not coming from me. That energy is coming from heaven. It's just going through me to you. I'm just a conduit, that's all. Just be touched by the energy. It feels so good. Allow yourself to be. Enjoy the love and the energy that you're receiving. Please believe me when I say that we have the power to make change. It's so beautiful to do. That's it. That's so wonderful to do. That should just about do it. I hope that you guys enjoyed the energy. I enjoyed sharing that with you and giving you a little taste more of what there is. It's just absolutely beautiful. Don't be afraid of ever asking for energy from heaven. You deserve it. You have a gift. You have a promise from heaven that you'll receive it. Don't be afraid of asking for it. I think it's absolutely wonderful that you have the ability to go after it and to live it. Don't be afraid of it. Always ask. God is your father or your mother, however you want to look at it. But God is God. He will give you whatever you ask for. Just allow yourself to be. That's all you need to do. And keep it simple. Don't make things complex. We live in a complex society because that's the way we're taught. That's not the way we should be living. The way we should be living is to keep it gentle. We need to live gently within ourselves. We need to allow ourselves to feel the gentle gift of the breath, the gentle gift of nature, the gentle gift of compassion. We need to be able to feel all these things, not to rush through life and make a zillion million dollars. Because when it's all over, it's just the way it is. Your kids will get it. You'll be gone, but your kids will get it. But you're going to miss out on life. Allow yourself to live. Allow yourself to be. And please, people that have lost your jobs, I feel for you. I feel the compassion for you. What we need to do is just put out a lot of love in the universe. You will receive a job. Just keep putting it out there in the universe and really ask for it. Really ask for the love that you need and that you want. Ask for a job. I wouldn't go to anybody else but the Lord, God Himself. Ask Him to help you, and He will help you. Allow it to be. Allow the simplicity of it all to be. I think it's a terrible thing that happened with the stock market being manipulated so badly with some people that have really hurt a lot of other people. But we need to realize that there are a lot of people that are very greedy, and what we need to do is live our lives in harmony and not hurt, because it's not good. Allow ourselves to be. Allow the beauty of everything around us to flow. That's the most beautiful gift that we have, is the energy to flow, to allow it to be. Just feel the freedom of everything around you. Feel the expanding point of yourself, and just realize when you get in touch with the majesty and you let all that other energy go and all you feel is the love, That's what's strong. That's what matters. You know, it's interesting that so many people have come by in life and realized that the energies can be, you know, taught, but they won't teach them. They won't teach these kind of energies. What we're doing is opening up to the universe totally and allowing us to feel what we need to feel. If you want to ask for money, by all means ask for money. If you want to feel for love, if you want compassion, please, by all means, do it. Don't allow yourself to sit still and realize that, you know, don't feel neglected or anything else of that nature. Allow yourself to feel the joy around you, because there is so much joy. There is so much wonderfulness. We just need to connect to that. Just by saying it will make it happen. It's amazing how it works. So allow yourself to do that. I'm going to have to sign off this evening. I'm sorry we only got one phone call, but hopefully you'll be with us next week. I have a special guest. His name is Sonam Tarji. He's a fantastic human being, a lovely person in terms of using energy to its highest. He lives in Rochester, New York, and he's a wonderful person, so we'll have a lot of fun with Sonam next week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
BBSRadio.com. Removing fear through communication. Engage. Powerful. Unforgettable. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com. My name is Spider Turner, and you can find my music at cdbaby.com.